plan to recycle millions of scrap tires has divided the town of Preston, Minnesota. The recycling plan involves burning the tires, and that has led to protests in a town that is proud of its scenic beauty. Minnesota Public Radio's Aaron Galbally reports.
It's a crisp spring day, a few weeks into trout season, and the rambling banks of the Root River are dotted with anglers. Less than a mile down the road, about 200 people are gathered in a public park. Evelyn Kruger, who's from a farming community about a dozen miles away, is standing here with friends. She says she's here to protest plans to build one of the world's largest tire-burning plants on the edge of this town.
This area is so pristine, and it's so fragile. I just worry so for what we're doing to the environment and our children's children.
The Heartland Energy and Recycling Project would burn 10 million scrap tires a year, turning the waste into energy. The scrap steel from the tires would be recycled, and the remaining ash would be used to make concrete. The plant's energy would be sold on the grid. All of this has protesters like Evelyn Kruger worried about the plant's byproducts like mercury, dioxins, and a whole range of pollutants. They fear the plant's emissions will contaminate fields and rivers and harm what's considered the backbone of the region's economy, tourism and agriculture. There are two other large tire-burning facilities in the U.S., and neither has had a smooth ride. A plant in Illinois has struggled financially, and a facility in Connecticut is part of a federal monitoring program reserved for major polluters. Bob Most is the developer behind the Heartland Energy Project. Most has long ties to the scrap tire industry, including a stint at the tire-burning plant in Illinois. He says he's already poured millions of dollars into the project, which has a price tag of around $30 million. Moss sits in his living room where a large picture window offers views of leafy green trees surrounding his property about a quarter mile from the proposed project site. More than anything else, Moss describes himself as a Preston native, someone who has his community's best interests at heart.
Actually, my great-grandparents homesteaded in this area. So, you know, we've been here 150 years or more. So I don't think that it would be my intentions to destroy the area that I have lived in. And the only reason that the plant of this magnitude would even be thought of for Preston is because I wanted to bring it to my hometown.
Right now, Moss Project is temporarily on hold as it's reviewed by the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. It has also been the focus of at least two lawsuits filed by Kathy Atwood's group, Southeastern Minnesotans for Environmental Protection. It's a collection of farmers, businesses, and Preston locals who oppose the project. Over the past 2 years, Atwood has scoured the country, gathering information on the potential plant and any hazards it might pose. She easily rattles off reasons why the plant should be stopped. Atwood says ultimately the project just doesn't make sense for Minnesota, let alone Preston. Minnesota is one of five states that already recycle scrap tires for things like roadways and shoe soles.
To permit something like this would just be a total abuse of public money on top of the fact that it would be environmentally harmful.
Atwood says tires for the Heartland Project would have to be trucked in from around the Midwest, even as far as Canada. But none of this seems to deter Bob Most. He says he expects construction to begin in earnest later this year. And despite the growing controversy surrounding this project, he says he won't give up his dream to transform Preston, Minnesota into the scrap tire capital of the nation. For NPR News, I'm Erin Galbally.